This is a Triple J podcast.
Hey, it's Dave Marchese with you for Hacks Deep Dive for this week, and we're taking a look at uni placements and placement poverty, something we have spoken a bit about over the past few years on Hack. It's nothing new, but it's also not going away. So imagine with me for a minute that you're studying at uni, working towards your dream job. You're maybe doing nursing or teaching, occupational therapy. You're getting through the assignments, you've been knuckling down, passing your exams. You've just got to get some hours on the job under your belt. Unpaid hours on your mandatory placements. There's a catch though, because the placement is hundreds of Ks from home.
When I initially found out about it, I was absolutely devastated because the locations that I did preference were places that I had already had accommodation lined up at.
There's nowhere affordable to stay, but you're expected to somehow make it all work. Can you afford to take weeks of unpaid leave from your normal job? Can you afford to put yourself up in accommodation in this regional or rural town where you know nobody? How are you going to pay for petrol, food, rent and bills back at your normal place, back home? These are the questions a lot of students are asking every single day, and the stories are intense. Students living in swag, staying in campgrounds.
I went and brought like a mini hot plate and some camp chairs, and that was basically like my survival kit was food, swag, a chair and a little table for like my laptop.
And what you're telling us is that you love the work, you love the placement. It's just the accommodation and the costs that make it so hard.
Then I'll get back to the campsite and it would just be like a cycle of euphoria and depression.
Couch surfing. One student told us he was almost bunking down with animals to get by in his prac.
Yeah, there was just like a little room off to the side. Initially, I'd sleep in with the dogs, but, well, not in with them, but there's a few little like breakout offices.
So is Australia at risk of losing future workers because students simply can't afford to train? Well, Hack reporter Alice Angeloni's been looking into it.
When I initially found out about it, I was absolutely devastated because the locations that I did preference were places that I had already had accommodation lined up at.
Tani's 27 and a nursing student from New South Wales. And last month, she was allocated a two-week placement 6 hours from home.
We started looking at the caravan parks for like cabins and like hotel rooms and motel rooms and stuff like that. And the cheapest ones we could find was about $1,800 to $2,000 for the placement, which is just completely out of our budget.
She tried to change the location but says that wasn't possible. So she reckons the next best and only real option was camping.
It's like doomsday prepping but for camping.
She borrowed a swag and packed for the trip.
I went and brought like a mini hot plate and some camp chairs, and that was basically like my survival kit was food, swag, a chair and a little table for like my laptop.
How was it trying to balance placement and camping?
So the first day I was full of hope. I was like, this is going to be great. Like, I like camping like as a hobby.
Tani says over the next few days, the reality of her situation sunk in.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning and it's just started raining, and I don't know if the swag has been weatherproofed.
The sadness hit me. Like, I just want to go home. Like, I don't think I can do it anymore. Which was contradicted by, you know, the daytime when I was at placement, I was having an actually, like, a great time while I was actually doing what I was supposed to be doing.
It's not just Tani.
I feel like so much of that is getting normalised now. And I'm like, it's not normal.
Gracie's 22 and a medical imaging student from Queensland. And she's found a creative way to tackle accommodation during placements by buying an old caravan.
So it only costs $300. But the catch is it's like it's just a shell, doesn't have wheels on it.
Gracie's in the process of doing it up and is hoping that it'll put her in good stead for the next few years.
Once I have this caravan set up, like it's mine, and then I can take it on like my next placement. So I'm sort of hoping to use it like all throughout uni.
But she says it shouldn't have to be like this. Last year, students in nursing, midwifery, teaching and social work became eligible for government payments to help support them during prac. It's currently $339 a week.
The payment is definitely making a difference for some students, and students who would otherwise have no income while on placement have a level of support, and that's really positive. And we've heard that the students who are getting that payment are actually able to afford food during that period.
But Felix Hughes, who's president of the National Union of Students, says the payment doesn't go anywhere far enough.
It's not not available for enough students. It's only in particular degrees, and the support that is available still isn't enough to cover the cost for some students.
And he argues students shouldn't need a financial safety net at home to make it through placement.
Students should be able to go to mandatory placements without having to go bankrupt, without having to go to your mum and dad and beg for money.
Earlier this year, the Health Students Alliance published a national placement poverty survey that found 42% of participants said they went hungry during placement. It's something Education Minister Jason Clare acknowledges. In a statement, he said this is the first time a government has provided financial support for placements, and also pointed to changes to youth allowance, rental assistance, and the 20% cut to student debt as ways their government has tried to address cost of living for students. Back with Tani, she's eligible for that payment, but a few weeks on and she's still trying to get it approved. And as for camping, well, things got worse before they got better.
The bases of my lungs started to like ache. I brought it up to my student placement facilitator and she's like, you're going to get pneumonia. She's like, you've been wet.
Tani says she was helped into accommodation that's usually reserved for agency nurses. But she says ultimately the system is failing students.
I think a lot of students are falling in between the gaps. Like, I was lucky enough to have the resources to camp. A lot of other students don't even have that.
This is Hack on Triple J.
Ali Angeloni reporting there, and we're hearing from you on the text line now. Someone saying, we felt we had no choice but to pay for a motel, cost a couple of grand. Yeah, big financial output for a lot of people to make their placement work. But as we're hearing, so many people just cannot afford that. I want to hear from some of you who have got in touch now. We've got Ryan on the line with us. Ryan, you're a vet student, right?
Yeah, correct.
And what was the impact on you of doing your placement? How much did you had to do? What did you have to resort to?
So initially I was subletting a flat off someone I knew, and then that sort of came to an end and I thought I'd find something else. And then I was, you know, couch surfing for a little bit. And it actually resulted a few nights where I actually had to sleep in with the inpatient at the vet clinic.
So you were sleeping what, where the animals are treated?
Yeah, there was just like a little room off to the side. Initially, I'd sleep in with the dogs, but well, not in with them, but there's a few little like breakout offices.
Yeah, wow.
Thankfully, the practice manager was kind enough to let me crash when times were tough, and yeah, it was pretty difficult, obviously, and hard to keep up the studies.
That's so hectic to hear about, Ryan. I mean, did you think that you wouldn't get through it at some points? Were you like, this is way too hard, like I can't keep this up?
Yeah, thankfully some of the staff, they were really, really understanding and would let me stay at their place when they heard about my situation.
Okay. I imagine it also would have put a bit of a stress on you when you're trying to just do your job and learn so much new stuff all the time. Ryan, thank you so much for getting in touch with us. We've also got Erin on the line with us. Erin, you're also a vet student. We're hearing from a lot of vet students, and I think maybe that's because there's so much placement that you've got to do. How many weeks of placement did you have to do, Erin?
Yeah, so I'm in my final year at the moment, and there is over 40 weeks of placement that we've had to do.
Wow.
And the final year is all clinical rotations, so different sort of clinic every few weeks.
Okay, that's a lot. I mean, how were you coping, and were you able to put yourself up? Was there a financial stress? What was your experience?
Yeah, so we don't get any funding at all. So all of our accommodation and travel is self-funded. There were weeks where I was doing 50 hours on placement in the vet clinic plus after hours call out.
Wow.
And then working 20 hours a week on top of that if I was still in town or at home. And then the weeks where I'm out of town, you just can't work. So it's been really tricky. I've had to get funding to pay my rent through Red Cross and the Women's Centre at times.
Oh, that sounds so tough, Erin. Like, I can only imagine, like, not just the financial toll, but the mental toll of having to deal with all of that. Thank you so much for speaking with us. We've got someone else on the line with us. Nell is coming to us from Mission Beach. Nell, you're an occupational therapy student, so you're in Far North Queensland. Where is your placement? Because it's a pretty far distance from where you live.
Yeah, so my upcoming placement is in Normanton, which is about an 8-hour drive from where I live.
Wow, 8 hours. Okay, so have you figured out how you're going to do it? Like, are you going to drive there, put yourself up?
So, because it's remote, I actually do get free accommodation.
Okay.
But I will have to travel there and cover all the costs myself. My car has broken, so I've just had to take out a car loan so that I don't spend all of my placement savings on a car.
That's a lot. And no doubt you're missing out on work and stuff while you're at your placement too.
Yeah, because it's full-time. It's 40 hours a week, the placement. And then because I'm leaving my hometown, I have to leave my job for 7 weeks while I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm so sorry to hear that. But your story, sadly, is not unfamiliar. There are a lot of people on the text line now who are in very similar circumstances. Someone saying pushing people into poverty and homelessness just to so they can finish uni is so bad. Another person saying, I'm 400 hours into a 500-hour social work placement, Aubrey, and would love to offer accommodation to people on placements but have no idea how to advertise exclusively to them. Yeah, that's it. Placement poverty, a problem that's been around for years and one that a lot of students are telling us every day that isn't getting the attention it deserves. These placements aren't optional. They're a requirement to graduate. And a lot of people say the biggest challenge isn't the work itself, it's figuring out where they're going to sleep and how they're going to get through it. Look, if you've got a story about placement poverty or there's an issue you think we should be covering, I'd love to hear from you. Also, subscribe to this podcast if you like these deep dives because we've got them dropping every single week. And make sure you leave us a bit of a review. Give us a rating as well. Tell us what you think of Hack. We'd love to get your feedback. That's all for now. I'll catch you next time.